Welcome, I'm Rhonda.
And I'm Jared.
And this is
Why Conversations,
where we inspire,
engage,
uplift,
and motivate change around our YMCAs.
Brought to you by YMCA of Delaware, Spark Studios. Hello, hello to our lovely listeners. Welcome back to Why Conversations podcast. I'm Rhonda, and I'm here with my wonderful, 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 wonderful co-host, Jared.
Is it just Jared today? That's all? That's all I get is no. Just Jared?
So, okay. So
you didn't even say it with enough energy.
So as we're talking about reflections, did you come up with a new name today?
No, not today in this moment. But by the end of this episode, there'll be something.
We'll have another name.
Yeah, I just go with the feel. You know what I mean? But hello to our listeners. And I am elated to be back. It feels like it's been a long time.
Yeah, I feel like it has.
I think I miss talking to you, Rhonda.
I think so, too.
Yeah. But so I'm glad to be back.
You can call me. We can
talk. No, I ain't doing all that. We taking it too far. I ain't doing all that.
All right. I get you. But today, Jared, we really wanted to take a little break from our usual format and just have a heart-to-heart with all of you. We've been on this journey together for some time now, and we thought it was about time that we sat down and chatted about how things are going, where we're headed, and what exciting things we have in store for our listeners.
Girl, I'm excited too. It's been a little bit of a ride, you know. I am excited about where we're headed.
Yeah.
I feel like each week we make more progress.
Yeah.
And it's that iteration, the evolution of ourselves that I'm getting really excited about.
Right.
And we got some, I've been thinking about some really cool and exciting people to invite.
Awesome.
To the show. So I'm excited about the potential of having some great listeners who give great content that inspire people.
Right. And that's always a great thing. So definitely, I remember, I'm looking back and I'm thinking back on our first episode like it was yesterday. I don't know about you, but I was nervous. I think you were a little bit nervous. I think we were.
Not really.
Oh, sorry. I was nervous. He wasn't nervous. Kind of stumbling over our words just a little bit and wondering if anyone would listen to what we were talking about. And now here we are. We're connecting with people from all over Delaware. We're diving into thought-provoking discussions and having a blast while doing it.
Well, it's true. And I'm looking forward to having more listeners. I think we need more listeners because we have some good things to say. Our idea from the very beginning was the spark conversation, right?
I remember
that first episode we said it's like at the dinner table. It's in a barbershop.
Right.
You even brought up the beauty salon.
Beauty salon.
Because I'm noticing every time I say something, you say something. Like it's almost like trying to top it kind of thing.
No, it's not trying to top it. It's just trying to compliment it.
Oh.
Right? So that's all.
It's like a hamburger and a hot dog at a cookout.
Oh, which is coming up on Memorial Day. Hamburger, hot dogs.
Yes,
well, I love the first cookout.
Yes,
love
them. I love
them. So
cookouts.
It's really not, if you didn't know, it's really not Memorial Day cookout until you do what?
Barbecue.
And do what? Drop the hot dog.
Oh.
Then summer has officially began. Dropping the hot dog, and we're officially into summertime.
That sounds like a sad day. Dropping your hot dog. Give me my hamburger, my veggie burger, and let me be at peace. I ain't dropping nothing.
So, I mean, we just really want to take time to thank our listeners. And the engagement keeps us going and inspires us to keep pushing the boundaries of what we can achieve with this podcast. So it really has been a great, great ride with you thus far, Jared.
Yeah, well, I'm looking forward to just keep going into these deep dives and into these emerging trends. And each episode will sort of build on themselves and,
right.
you know, The power, again, is us growing and learning and being sort of a team. The dynamic duo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's about being authentic, right, in the moment. I feel like sometimes we were talking about that, like just making sure that we're connecting with what our topics are and then just adding that genuineness and that authenticity. That word.
That's a good one.
Right? That word. You know what I'm talking about,
Everybody
right?
Everybody did.
So that being authentic in the moment and then just allowing it to kind of take hold and take hold of where it's going to go.
You know what's really powerful about this experience? It's like most experience in life. You don't know somebody until you sit down and have a conversation. Who would have known that besides the YMCA, you and I have had so much in common, right?
Right.
Like, we're both interested in electric cars, but decided we ain't ready to get them. we both like music. One of us can sing, and one of us thinks we can sing.
And one of us can rap.
One of us a rap. One of us likes to have a lot of rap names.
Right.
So we have so much in common.
Yeah.
And the folks who are always listening, our fans should, you know, buckle up. Because we're just getting started. This is just the beginning of our journey, you know? Yeah.
And I think it's always great to keep pushing ourselves into new topics and new areas that we haven't explored. A lot of things that I'm learning along this journey is you just don't know everything. There are people who we will have on the platform that will come and inform of us of different things that are going on. And it has really been enlightening for me, just learning all the things about how we had autism awareness and talking about Black History Month and different things. And I've just been like on this high every time we get together and just always, always in a position to want to learn and to know different things as I grow older.
Yeah, well, that's the evolution of us. Every minute we're either growing or we're withering away, right?
Yeah.
And I like to think that I'm growing, and it's in those challenging moments that we grow, and it's through listening that we grow. And I like that Women's History Month and that Black History Month podcast, because every time we sit down with one of our guests, we always are learning something new and different about either the content itself or about that person that inspires you, right? Lights a fire in you, reminds us as why practitioners, why we do what we do every day, you know?
And I think at this point in time, we wouldn't be where we are today without our behind-the-scenes persons. Mm-hmm. One of them is Mr. Kenneth Frazier, who is the visionary for Spark Studios and has been...
Kinda.
He is the visionary, right? So he's been behind the scenes, and also Miss Julie Burns with us as well.
My favorite homie.
Yeah, they've been behind the scenes and driving us and pushing us and, you know, telling us that we're acting like Beyoncés and everything else. So I'm just going to allow them to give us some insight on where we are and how everyone who's listening can continue to join in and subscribe.
I didn't know I was talking. What's happening?
You're talking, Julie.
No.
That's Julie.
Yeah, yeah, I am behind the scenes. That is my job, is to be behind the scenes.
So, Kenny, tell us where we are right now.
I didn't know I was talking either, Julie. I think we're in a great standpoint. I think we definitely have a footprint within the market and within our communities over at the Y. And I'm just super excited at where it may go and where it's going to go because we have been putting down the foundation and we have been moving forward. So people are talking.
Right.
Yeah. Kenny, you have a gift. And, you know, part of this show is sort of to inspire people to recognize their own gifts. I'm always impressed by how you sort of cast a vision for each show and give us a framework around sort of some of the questions and things that we say. I like you to back off what I say a little bit because I don't like anybody to be a boss to me. But it is pretty good. Besides my ego, it is pretty good. Where do you think that fire comes from? Where's that gift inside you come from?
That's a great question.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly think it comes from just being a creative. So in addition to working at the Y, I also run a couple different programs outside of the Y.
Mm-hmm.
So one is marketing. So I help companies find their logo. I help them discover who they are. And then growing up, I always was involved in choir and music.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote, we had to write a senior, I didn't choose to write a senior play, I mean a paper. I chose to write a senior play. Mm-hmm. So I wrote a spinoff of Shakespeare. So all the characters came together and we had a ball. So I just think it's always ideas are just going everywhere. Like if I see a cup of coffee spill, wow, you know, it'd be nice if the coffee fell and then words came out the coffee and then it's all up.
Okay. So. Well, but what would the coffee say?
Yeah. What would the coffee say?
Good enough to drop. The floor is thirsty too.
It might say I'm not good enough. They don't want me. Oops.
Right, right, right.
Oops, there it is.
Oops, there it is.
Well, so, it's really meaningful for me to see you grow in this way.
Yes,
to be able to use your gift to make a difference in the world. And this is just, as Rhonda and I are talking today, this is just the beginning. And so I think, Rhonda, we should take a moment to say thank you. Because you give Kenny a lot of grief.
So I do want to say thank you, Kenny. I think I don't even know how I got into this position with hosting with Jared. And I think it just kind of spun off of us having a conversation and just a little podcast information that you were doing one day with the teens. Mm-hmm. And then it's here I am sitting here. So mm-hmm. I really appreciate your thoughtfulness, your kindness, and your ability to understand and know who I am in spite of the things I may say or do at the time that I'm saying it or doing it. Your ability to see just what you want to see and allow that to come and take full picture and come to fruition is amazing. I am honored.
Thank you.
I work with you every day. I am honored to work with you and to see you at your best every single day.
I think I gotta get a tissue now. That was a little much for me. I'm emotionally mute sometimes, and right now I'm feeling it inside of my heart. Yeah. Right now I'm feeling the true, genuine love. Yeah. Right now, oof, make me want to get a piece of chicken.
Get a chicken or tissue?
Oh, tissue, not chicken.
Tissue.
But guess what? Guess what else? I think, Rhonda.
Right.
You remember MC Hammer?
What was MC Hammer's song? It's just
I'm like too legit.
I remember it, yes.
You know what? That's Julie.
She's too legit.
In some ways, I think of her as similar to Kenny when I first came. And I remember sitting in a room. She didn't say much.
Yeah.
You know, but and she's one of those people you look at and you think, I wonder what she's thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And then when she opens her mouth, it's like the sun just came outside.
Yeah.
It illuminates sun rays on you, tans your skin.
Yeah.
And she, too, like I'm looking at this beautiful strategic plan document in front of me.
Yes.
This is one beautiful piece of
art. Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. It
is. And this is designed by Julie.
Julie.
Mm-hmm. Julie, where did you feel that fire inside of you started burning to be sort of this artist, this marketeer?
Oh, so it's actually kind of accidental. I was going to University of Delaware. I really hated it there.
Oh, wow. Mm.
I had no career direction, which, you know, most 18-year-olds have no idea what they want to do. And I decided I was going to switch schools. So
okay.
Went to Wilmington University, and I sat down with the counselor there, and they were like, well, what do you like to do? And I said, I don't know. I was in your book in high school. It was fun. I was the editor. I actually was the editor of my high school yearbook. And she was like, oh, we have this graphic design program. How about that? And I was like, okay.
Right, right.
And so I started taking classes there in the graphic design field. And I think for the first time in my life, I felt like I had found something that I really enjoyed doing. And I, you know, started getting straight A's. I mean, I was a C student, CB student my whole life. And I started getting straight A's, and it was, you know, I sat down to do an assignment and I didn't want to leave it. It was the first time in my life that I really found that. So from there, I went on to work for the News Journal and was in their marketing department for a little bit, which kind of started my marketing career. From there, I went to Goodwill. I was their creative director for a while at Goodwill. And then it was really coming to the Y that has propelled me to where I am today.
So awesome.
I started out as a designer, overseeing the website, you know, all those those marketing things. And then just over the years, I've kind of moved more into the marketing director position. So.
Awesome.
This is really cool.
Yeah.
Totally serendipitous.
Yeah.
Right. I got an email today. I got a text message today from a Y colleague said, hey, listen, I'm on a call with other YMCAs around the country. And they've pointed out the YMCA of Delaware's website as one we should all go to and take a look at. Wow. So look, we're sitting amongst giants.
Yes.
Right? Like if there was a Mount Rushmore marketing, Julie's face might be on it.
So that's not helping me get a new website next year.
that didn't help you. Okay.
I do want to add, though, you know, we'll go back to Kenny because I don't like talking about myself, but when he first approached our department, so he approached the marketing department about wanting to do this podcast, and he comes in, this young guy, part-time employee at our Walnut Street Y, and comes in with this beautiful presentation.
Yeah.
So well done. And I'm telling you that, you know, I've worked with a lot of leaders in our across our association at the Y of Delaware. And what he put together for this was top notch. Yeah, I mean, I don't see that level from you know, even a lot of the leaders that I work with every day. So, to his credit, you're amazing. You have a bright future in this field for sure. And I'm excited personally to see where that takes you. Yeah. Hopefully, it'll be with the Y. But.
Thank you.
It better be.
Yeah. You ain't going nowhere. You right there.
Yep.
Stay right there. I think Rhonda, this show, this episode is like Hidden Figures, right? We got this hidden talent.
Yeah.
And what I'm loving, what I'm hearing, Julie said something important that I hope all the listeners hear, is that like dabble in something, right?
Yeah.
Like start tinkering around
and
then geeking out in it. And then when you find yourself lost in that thing, you know you found something.
Yeah.
Like you don't feel like you're at work when you're doing something you love, right?
Right.
And then it just gets magnified when you're doing it with people you like doing it with, right? And that's what is the power, I think, of the work we do with young people every day. We're trying to help them be exposed to a broad range of things with the hopes that they start dabbling, and then after dabbling, they geek out.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I think one important thing that I've learned from you, Jarrett, I think since coming here, you know, you first started and you came in and you started talking about strengths and you had us read the Strength Finder book.
Mm-hmm.
And it really kind of led me somewhere that I'd never thought about before. And that is, you know, we all have things that we're really good at.
Mm-hmm.
We all have things that we're not so great at. And we spend so much of our life focusing on trying to get better at the things that we're not good at instead of really leaning into our strengths and the stuff that brings joy to our lives and being really phenomenal in that area.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think the people that are really good at their jobs is because they're in the right career for them and they're in a career that they're so passionate about and they, you know, just enjoy doing versus spending so much time doing just trying to be better at an area that they're not good at. And, you know, I look at my own kids as you're talking about youth, and they're so much the same as I was in school.
Okay.
They struggle. They're, you know, B, C students. But they're so smart, you know, and the challenge is, you know, they go to these schools and they go through this testing and the testing tells them and their grades tell them that they're not smart, but they are.
Yeah.
And that really
that's huge right there.
Me.
Yeah. That's huge.
Yeah. I call it identity development.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I don't like to put all the pressure of all the things that have to happen to young people on schools.
Right.
Because it's an ecosystem. The
Absolutely.
Why plays a role.
Yeah.
Your church or your place of spiritual development plays a role. Those wonderful people in your life outside of your home and your family play a role. Like, there's a whole system that plays a role.
Yep.
But I hate that. Like, when I think about reading scores in Delaware and we're, like, obsessed with kids reading better, that we talk about, oh, just read more.
Yeah.
Right? Every time you just tell me to read more, when I don't read well, you're just reminding me that I'm not bright and brilliant.
We need
a holistic approach to doing things and remind ourselves of the whole ecosystem. So I think that's really, really, really important, that we shape the identity of the young people in Kenny and Julie are just a shining example of that, right? Like, you start having that confidence.
Yes.
It's just like you, Rhonda, when you sing. It's just like you could tell that how much joy comes out of you when you're singing.
Yeah, Yes, it is joy that comes out of me when I'm singing. It's also, and it's so funny because I'm very nervous when I sing, and I don't think anybody can kind of, hopefully anybody doesn't see that part. But it's also just making sure that I'm representing myself well as I'm, you know, I'm a Christian, as representing God well as well, and doing just doing what he's called me to do as well. So, yeah, I feel like just finding that thing that is your thing. When you find it, you step into the arena and you just battle it out and you get where you need to be. And it becomes this big thing that you didn't even expect it to be. And you win all these accolades because of it. And you enter this area or this arena that just allows you to be your authentic self. I'm so passionate about people being who they are called to be,
yes,
as opposed to who people want them to be.
Absolutely.
Which makes it harder, because if I'm trying to be what you want me to be, I can never be who I'm supposed to be and have the whole fulfillment of my life be seen, you know, as it's supposed to. So I think it's really important. I love that, Julie, that you found what you're excellent at. Kenny, what you're excellent at, it just kind of pushes me to continue to grow, because this is one of the areas that I wouldn't even have seen myself in as well. But I find myself really loving and can't wait until the next episode to kind of sit across from you and have conversations with our guests. So I'm very excited, very, very excited.
Yeah, I love to say to folks, you know, discover that thing that lights that fire and let it lead you to the place it needs to lead you. Don't get so obsessed. Like, I hate that we put, Julie, your point, like, so much pressure on young people to know what their major is at 2 years old. They don't even, all that's still staying is Baba, right? Like, but we're like, okay, well, you're going to be a doctor, lawyer, engineer, or CEO. No, let that kid lean into his gifts. Let them discover where that talent that they have, that natural gift that they have, what it is in inspiring them to do, and then make an impact on the world doing it.
Right.
Yeah.
So what do you think, Jared, that our listeners can expect from future episodes of Why Conversations?
Well, they can expect just what's happening today.
Like
real conversations with real people, hopefully with a few nuggets being dropped that make a difference for you. That's what this is about, like having real conversations about real things. And there's lots of need to have real conversations. As we said in our first episode, we're not doing enough of that.
Yeah.
You know, we just let difference become barriers to a conversation.
Yeah.
And all I want to do is talk to you. I don't have to agree with what you say, but, you know, if the power in learning and growing is listening.
Yeah.
So you could expect, at least for me, to do that. I don't know about you, but that's what I'm trying to do.
And I think to just, like you're saying, being more genuine, having those authentic conversations with people who are just like how we are. We're normal people with, you know, with views and different things and opinions. So when you come around and at a table together and you have those conversations, you enlighten one another. You encourage one another. You engage one another. And then you give people information on where to go, what to do. So I'm really looking forward to where we're going. I think, how many episodes have we done so far, Kenny?
You guys are at 6 with 4 published and 2 on the way.
Okay. Awesome.
Rhonda, can I go back to something that I think that's important that you said? So you mentioned being nervous. Kenny, were you nervous when you started thinking about this and sort of the first show? Did you have some butterflies?
I was extremely nervous. Extremely.
What made you nervous? The fact that I was going to be behind a microphone and you didn't know what I was going to say?
I think what made me nervous really was the fact that people believed in me to start. And I had to kind of
fulfill that.
Yeah. So, and just stepping into it and be like, I'm really about to tell, like, a person from my leadership team and the CEO of the YMCA of Delaware, this is what we're doing. And it's like, woo, it's a lot. So I think, and then once we did our first episode, remember we had a problem with the microphone. So when the microphones wouldn't cut on, I was just like, wow, this is just something on top of the cake. So.
Well, you do it well. You tell us what to do well, doesn't he, Jared?
Yeah, he does. He's really leaning in hard into it. Each week he's getting worse. He's getting worse. But Julie, the same with you. Like, you know, When you Rhonda mentioned getting nervous at the beginning of things, how do you push back past that nervousness to get something done? Because sometimes, like, people have a hard time believing this. Before I get up on the stage and speak, boy, my stomach is turning. But Julie, how do you have that courage to push past? What does that feel like? What is that?
Well, so I mean, I'll say, outside of just public speaking, because I think everybody gets nervous. I don't really know anybody that doesn't get nervous with public speaking. But even in projects, like where my mind went when you were talking about that was sometimes a project is brought to you and it's kind of like what Kenny was saying is, man, like, can I fulfill this? Am I going to be good enough? Am I going to be able to achieve this in a way that satisfies our CEO or whoever it is? And that can be really overwhelming, especially in the marketing realm and graphic design, because everything that you do is so scrutinized, and everybody's got a different eye, right? So one person might look at something and say, this is beautiful, and somebody else might look at it and go, oh my God, this is terrible. What were you thinking here? So that can be really overwhelming. And and I would be lying if I said there weren't times where that fear stops you and prevents you from pushing as far as maybe you could go. And I think it's taking things in bits and pieces, right? So like, all right, well, you got to start somewhere. So you start small, you build upon it, and then just trying to remember in the back of your head that you're doing the best that you can, and then just putting everything that you have into it. And you have to like almost self-talk yourself up.
Yeah.
Positive talk throughout.
I can do this. Sometimes. I'm good enough.
So easy to fall into that trap of like, Jarrett wants me to do what? You know, and there's been a few projects at the Y, you know, throughout my growth, my professional growth here at the Y, there's been a few projects where, I've been asked to take the lead on them, and it can be overwhelming for sure.
I feel like that question of am I good enough is powerful, right? And we got to look at it. Am I good enough? Are you good enough, Kenny?
Yeah.
Are you good enough, Jerry? Oh, are you good enough, Julie? Yes, we're good enough, right? Look at all the podcasts that are out there, and we should never dismiss what we have to offer, because there absolutely is an audience for what we're talking about and for what we're doing. So let's never, whether it's, whatever, in whatever capacity, never diminish your light because you feel like, how many sneaker stores are there? How many clothing stores are there? So there's always competition. And if you begin to look at it, the competition as something that you can't compete against, then you'll never be who you're supposed to be do the thing that you're supposed to do. So never dismiss who you are. What you bring to the table is amazing. What you bring to the table is great. What you bring to the table is yourself, and people need you.
Can you call me every morning and just say this?
Yes, Julie, I will. I will, Julie.
Well, you can listen to this podcast over and over
again. I'm going to drive up those numbers.
Rhonda, you said something important that's personal to me. Like, I too say to myself, like the voice in our head sometimes can be overwhelming.
Oh my gosh.
It's like, where did that critic come from?
Yeah.
Right. It's like so critical sometimes of yourself. And when I listen to the podcast myself, I'm like, oh, my voice wasn't right. I didn't say that word perfectly.
Yes. Oh,
you know, my enunciation of it. Like, but does that really matter? Like, all the time? Like, perfection is the enemy of progress. And I love what Julie said about changing the tone of that voice from being what they call a fixed mindset to a growth mindset, from negative to positive.
Yeah.
Like, I actually just made, you all know I practice meditation.
Okay.
So I just made a 3-hour mix on my Apple Music of everything but messages, and it's like, I love you, and then it's just tranquil songs. Because the world sometimes reminds us you're not good enough, yes. especially when you're in leadership.
Yes.
Like, you have to meet the needs of a lot of people. Yes. And sometimes when they're not meeting their goals, they blame you. They think yep. you responsible yep. and they don't own it. And that can get internalized yeah. for any of us. Yeah. So I think it's really important to manage that voice.
And I think it's good to affirm yourself. You know, yeah. we always wait for validation outside of ourselves mm-hmm. when the validation and the affirmation comes from our own mind, our own yes. self-talk. What are we telling ourselves every day? And why are we telling ourselves anything that's contrary to who we are as a person? I feel like once you get that negative talk, but like how you said, fear plays a lot. Like it is the thing that will keep you and drive you into a place of being non-existent because you feel as though you can't do A, B, C, and D, and you're not like Johnny down the street, and you're not like Susie at the job. What you bring to the table, what you give out, your energy is important, your energy, yes. and just being able to be authentic and true to that. I'll never dismiss that. And it's always something because we always look at ourselves, oh my gosh, I wish I was 10 pounds lighter.
Yeah.
Hello, I wish I was 100 pounds lighter right now, but I'm not, yeah. right? I wish I was, you know, wish my hair was longer. I wish I wasn't this. I wish my skin was this. And we always wish, and we always want to try to turn back the time. Yes. And we want to be Mary when we're not Mary. We want to be Johnny when we're not Johnny. Just be who you are. And I feel yeah. like once we understand as individuals that we are an individual, authentic being in the earth, in yeah. the earth realm.
Whatever your religion is, whatever you believe, the divine inside of you is divine.
Right. Right?
Like, and to really stay in tune to that, yeah. that vibe, right? That the unique aspect of yeah. who you are, and like Julie said, finding your strengths yes. and your talents and yes. leaning hard into that. You know, this sounds arrogant, but I do tell people, I've told the folks that I work directly with, I don't operate out of scarcity, right? There's this scarcity mentality in the world, like mm-hmm. that's the only job you can get. I'm excited that other people have the aspirations to do the thing that I yeah. do every day. But I remind them, there's only one me.
Right.
And that's not to be arrogant.
It's not.
No one will do the job the way yes. I do it because there's only one me. The only person who could do the job the way you do it is you.
Is you.
And when you love that and you appreciate that, it's liberating. You get less worried about other people.
Yeah,
You get more honed in and focused on
yeah.
how do I do it mm-hmm. in the best way that I can do it. So, this wasn't a plan.
No, I don't think this part of the conversation was, right? But this is what our listeners can expect from us. I feel as though as we move into our next segments of episodes, and I feel like once you tune in, please listen, please subscribe. You won't be disappointed as we kind of work out the kinks still with trying to find the right words, the right things, and trying to just find our place in this. I feel like we're coming up on a great position on where we are. And we would love for our listeners to continue to listen in and share that.
Share it. And I love for our listeners to take some of what they're hearing and have conversations with other people, you know, because what we have coming is flavor. And that makes me, by the end of this episode, Mr. Flavor.
Flavor. Well, oh, a.k.a. Flavor Flav.
That's my Mr. name. We didn't say nothing about Flavor Flav. We said Mr. Flavor. We said Flavor.
Oh, a.k.a. Mr. Flavor.
Rhonda, that's where my head went. Down.
Yeah, that's the first thing I thought about. I'm like, I'm trying to see if he got on a big clock on in front of him.
There ain't no clock
on my
head.
The big Y logo. We'll get you a big Y logo.
I'll take that. Call me Y.
You know, I'm just sitting up here thinking about one of the funniest episodes or one of the funniest things that I really enjoy. I feel like we've had great conversations with a lot of our guests on here. And I'll never forget Carolyn and the forest green trying to mimic her in her accent, as well as Mr. Juwan. He had a little funny thing on there when we did the teen episode. And it's been a lot of great episodes that we've had conversations with people. What is there any favorite one for you, Jared?
I don't have particularly a favorite. Well, I like the one where I'm talking to myself. That first one. That was
that, about yeah, me. That first one. Yeah, I
that's kind of my
I did
my
like
favorite.
That one, too. Now, yeah, that yeah. one, I was nervous. I was very intimidated to have our president and CEO sitting in front of me. And here I am, little Rhonda down at the membership desk, asking Jared, you know, some questions and being able to sit with him and be a part of a podcast with him. So yeah, I was nervous. I was.
Well, it's I tell people all the time, all it is really a title.
Yeah.
And every one of us is a human being. Right. And so when you demystify that, it just becomes another person that you're sitting across the table from. But I absolutely look forward to it. When I see it on my calendar and I'm like, yes. And then I asked this next question. I was like, okay, where's Kenny with the framework? Like,
with the, yeah.
Like, I have to look
so
for that
the framework that you want to change.
Hey, what we just talked about.
Because you can't have Kenny tell you what to do.
No, can't tell him. And you got to put it in your voice. You got to have it in your own love language to the world. So
even Kenny, Beyonce has a manager.
Yeah.
Where is our managers at? Yeah. Where's my manager?
That's us.
Okay. I thought Miss Anisha said she was my manager.
She walked by.
She did.
While ago.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
You got
okay.
your back to the
okay.
To
got
the
it. Got
so
it.
She,
got
I, she did this too. She did the everything okay sign.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. She did that, and I went like this with the thumb sign.
And I had to bring my own water.
Yeah.
These conditions are not great.
I don't got nothing. I don't got nothing. No water. No nothing. And I'm hungry. I haven't even eaten today.
Oh, yeah. You always hungry every time you come to these episodes. What is that about?
I don't eat. You know, if I have a schedule like I have today, I'm running from one thing to the next.
Oh,
and I
got
to eat. So I'm gonna I don't know what I'm gonna get.
I know you. Yeah. I've never seen someone who every time he comes to the episode, ladies and gentlemen, he's hungry.
Well, thank you all for being listeners. Spread the word about the podcast. And Rhonda, thank you. Julie, thank you. And Kenny, thank you for making this something that we all can be proud of.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning into the YMCA of Delaware Spark Studios. This has been another episode of Y Conversations. If you feel ignited, hop on over to our streaming platforms and tell your friends. Don't forget to be the spark for change.